You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I was really proud of the how we played against the Rams. I, you know, told you guys that what a challenge it was going to be for us defensively, and you know, with the way the quarterback was playing, and the you know, that play caller. It's a tough challenge every time you go against them. And I was, you know, the two stops there at the end of the game to give us a chance really is a testament to the leadership in the locker room. You know, those guys just, they go out and fight. And it makes you, like I said, it just makes you proud, and it makes you happy for them when you see them play with that effort.
When you look at Dex's season and getting into the Pro Bowl yesterday, what's your assessment?
I think it's great. I think it's great that, you know, that he made the Pro Bowl, and, you know, there's some others that were in it early, you know, with the voting and all. I don't know how all that works, but, you know, I always tell the players this, it's hard as heck to get your first Pro Bowl, and then after that it becomes easier. And you know, and you look at it, that, you know, where we want to be is, you know, look at the top seed in the NFC, and the top seed in the AFC, and you know, the top two seeds actually, and they have a lot of Pro Bowlers, and that's because they're winning, you know. And you know, that's the hardest thing to do is make the Pro Bowl your first time when you don't have a winning record.
A lot of times guys get the big contract and maybe the production isn't the same or whatever. What does it say that he's kind of kept that going?
I mean, I think Dex has stayed Dex since I've been here. You know, he's a really good player, you know, before we got here, and then he had a great year last year, and he hasn't changed his work ethic. He hasn't changed anything about him. I think sometimes he might put too much pressure on himself, but you know, that's what all the great ones do. So, like I said, I'm really happy for Dex.
That position does not lend itself to big stats often.
No.
So how do you judge and measure at that position?
I think when you say that, you know, any good defense, especially this system, where you can be most effective is when you have a centerpiece of the defense, and he's definitely been the centerpiece of the defense for us. And you know, we just got to keep building this thing around him, and you'll see. You know, the sacks are a bonus out of the nose. You know what I mean? The sacks are a bonus, and you know, he has a way to get in the quarterback too, and I think that's what makes him so unique. I think when he wants to be, he can be an unblockable player. You know, it's you know. Let's enjoy watching him play this last time here against Philly.
Frank, obviously, this is the last time we're going to speak to you this season. A lot was made earlier in the year about, you know, your relationship with Brian. How do you look at your future?
I mean, I think the future's bright. If you ask me how I look at my future, I think that, you know, these are, you know, things that you talk about after the season's over with, because, you know, he wants to beat Philly, and I want to beat Philly. And, you know, I just think that, you know, those answers will come later on in the week, you know, as far as, you know, which way we go. I know we got the greatest fans in this league, and I know we got the greatest ownership in this league. And, you know, you want to have a winner. You deserve to have a winner. And so whenever you're not winning, how this league works is inevitably – you're going to have conversations, tough conversations. And, you know, how that works out is how that's going to work out.
If you are back, does anything need to change with you and Dave's relationship to
No, I think that it's all football related, you know. So I think that, like I said, they're just, we'll have those conversations.
Do you believe you guys can still have a healthy working relationship moving forward?
Sure. Always can.
You expect to be back?
Do I expect to be back?
Yeah.
I don't know why, Pat, I wouldn't, you know. But like I said, you have those conversations. And it's at the end of, you know, after this last game, and you sit back and you can reflect, and you know, you take the emotion out of it, you know, the emotion, the grind, the stress of preparing every week, and you sit back and, you know, you talk things out, say, here's where we're at. So, you know, I think that's natural on every team.
You said you wanted to be a head coach. Is that still in the cards?
Oh, of course. I want to be a head coach.
Has anybody asked about you?
I have no idea about that. Like I said, you know, right now in the season, usually, like especially this year, they've moved it back when they can do interviews. So it's way early in the process.
How would you describe the performance of your defense this season? Like, how happy were you with it, the way this season went defensively, at least?
The things to be happy about for me was the effort that we gave, you know, every week. You know, there's a lot of things to fix, obviously, but you know, the takeaways, you know, the different situations were, you know, that we were put in, and you know, how they handled it and the response to that, and we'll just take a good long look. You know, we got to get better against the run. You know, when we were at Baltimore, we were number one against the run, so you have to go back and have some hard conversations that way. And like I said, it alludes to, you know, or whatever the right word is to use there, that, you know, that's an after the season, a postseason conversation that you got to have.
How much do you think this unit could benefit, at least especially the core, from another year together? I know, like, you know, there's obviously a benefit for each, you know, group to be together, right?
Sure,
familiarity and stuff as you go along.
Sure.
So how much do you think that would benefit this group to have another year to sort of build on what you had the first year?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's big benefits to that. And you're always looking to get, you know, get better as far as, you know, where you want to go with, you know, players and whatever else you need to get better at.
So are you going to be looking for any clarity in these conversations next week? Or, like, what are you going into?
I think that's just the natural process of it, yeah. I think it's the natural process of it.
Wait, you mentioned players. And, you know,
thank God, because I'm freezing.
You guys, you were pretty honest about what you expected from Tay Banks this year.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like he was as advertised with mm-hmm. what you expected. When you see in totality his rookie year, how do you assess him?
I think that he did a lot of good things. I think that, you know, you still have to fight through, you know, I'm saying Tay, myself, Rome, who's done a great job with him. You know, just the new things that he sees that's different at this league compared to college. And, you know, he's been growing through those. And, you know, the biggest jump is always from the first year to the second year. So I'm expecting big things from Tay.
Can I add a real quick one? Just on Trey, since we're talking about rookies. What have you seen from him? And obviously he played a lot at the beginning of the year.
I think that, you know, Trey is working hard every day. And, you know, there's just the guys in front of him that were playing better. I think this season has wore on him like it has a lot of rookies, you know, but, you know, we're expecting big things from him.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl goes shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.